It's the middle of the week, January 22nd, Wednesday, and the mayor is going to be out of town, so we're recording on Wednesday for today, Sunday, January 26th. Ask the Mayor. I'm Steve Day with our Honorable Mayor, Patrick Taylor. Gibbons Advisors is going to make sure that the hospital follows through with what they promise to do.
That's correct, Steve. It's a very important meeting, and it's a public meeting. It's going to be on Wednesday, the 29th, at the Recreation Department, and that is at the swimming pool. That's a good way where people won't get confused.
But that's right.
Give you a little bit of history. A year ago, when Mission was proposing the sale to Hospital Corporation of America, the Attorney General had to review that asset purchase agreement and weigh in with his approval for such a big transaction, which impacts the public interest. As a part of that, Attorney General Stein put in certain provisions, and I'm proud to say that I, along with people like Barrett Hawks, were urging the Attorney General to have some safeguards to make sure that everyone lives up to the terms of the agreement between Mission and Hospital Corporation of America. And one of those safeguards was independent monitor advising company to be hired that will review all of the hospitals in the whole Mission system and make sure that all the agreements and commitments and services that were agreed upon at that sales transaction are actually being done. And this is a first meeting that the advisors will be having with the public, just seeking feedback and information about the hospital, how they view the services, and how things are going. So I encourage everyone to come, and I want to be balanced here. If you have a concern, please come and be at the meeting and express that. But if you've had some very good things happen at the hospital, feel free to come and share those too. I think that the advisors, the monitors need a complete picture about what's going on in that entire Mission system. I'll be there, and I'm really glad to see that the monitors are basically taking kind of a first tour throughout the 18-county area to solicit input about what the situation is with Hospital Corporation of America and the Mission Healthcare System.
Yeah, those advisors will be at the Cashers Glenville Recreation Center on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and then the next day right here.
That's right.
At the rec center where the pool is.
And let me just add, if you can't be at the Highlands Rec Park, you might want to go to that first meeting in Cashers at their rec center. It's going to be the same meeting, and it will be about the Highlands Cashiers Hospital operation. So go to either one.
I'm walking Macy, a British White Labrador Retriever, around the park, and in the evening it's beautiful, and the beautiful Christmas lights are still up. Well, what's going on?
Yes, and I've been getting questions about when will the lights be turned off. And in fact, we have an ordinance that indicates that they're supposed to be turned off on January the 15th. Yes, they've been coming on. They were on a timer. The company that installed the lights have not taken the lights down, and our recreation director, town manager, the chamber folks, we're all investigating what is the problem. The lights will be off, and then what we need to do is have the lights removed, because we do not want to keep them up all year round, of course.
That was the company, WeHangChristmasLights.com. Hey, it's time for the budget talks, beginning of those, and March 5th retreat. Here we go again.
That's right. At the last town board meeting, we set March 5th is our annual town retreat. It will be at the Presbyterian Church, Coleman Hall. We always appreciate the generosity of the Presbyterian Church in allowing us to come and meet for a day-long planning session, a retreat, if you will. What that involves, it's a dialogue between the staff and the town board about what everyone views as the major priorities for the budget for the coming year. You know, we have a lot of items in the budget that are pretty much line items that are fixed. We know how much it's going to cost, for example, pretty much to operate sanitation, the water department, and so forth. But then there are other things that need to be addressed in the form of maintenance issues, road paving, and a lot of infrastructure things. And this is a time where the town manager and his staff will put out ideas about what they think are the priorities, and then they'll get feedback from the town board as to what they think is important and what they want them to focus and develop the budget around. The public is invited to come and listen to the dialogue. It is not a public forum or meeting, though, but it is an open meeting. And we'll be starting, I think, usually around 9 o'clock in the morning, and we go all the way into the afternoon.
Yeah, be quiet, no heckling. Paving the roads, that's something that comes up every year. And you've mentioned the water line needs replacing also at the same time.
We have water line replacement issues. Last year we did split rail, did a major replacement of the water line. It was a 2-inch galvanized failing line, and we replaced it with a state-of-the-art 6-inch water line. It cost us about $850,000. It had been on a priority list for a number of years, and finally it got to a point where that was the top priority. And that's kind of the way things work. We still have some 2-inch galvanized lines that need to be replaced. If not this year, in the coming years, we need to address those replacement issues. So I think those will be some big ticket items along with the paving. And then I've also been told that we might have some equipment replacement items this year. You know, we have some big equipment, like for our electric department, when they say they need a new truck or something, or a sanitation garbage truck, usually those are big ticket items. They can run $150,000 to $200,000+. I'll be waiting to see what our public works director says are the priorities for the coming year in that area.
Boy, winter has really arrived, and we got a little bit of freezing rain last week, but this weekend could also bring some rain and the snow and a mix. Are there any problems? I know we do have one by the ball field where there is a leak, or there's some water that drains, and then that freezes when it gets really cold like now.
Yes, and it's really been a problem this past week where we've had just, you know, sub-freezing hours after hours, and it really creates a real dangerous spot there. That is a state highway, 64. And what has happened is that on a private piece of property, there's a voluntary spring that just pops up, especially in heavy rain episodes that we've experienced recently. And it starts just putting out the water. The water's been running downhill, and then it just goes out onto the pavement. I've talked with our public works director and town engineer Lamar Nix now on several occasions in the last few months about creating a design that will kind of divert that water away from 64 and put it in our stormwater system. And it's going to take some engineering, some planning, and some money to address that problem. And I've told people before, do not expect that to be solved overnight, but we will be addressing that problem. In the meantime, when it's freezing weather and you're driving down 64, be very careful on that curb because it is full of black ice from that spring that just pops up.
While you were talking there, someone had run into me and said, and we had talked about this before, what about that, what's called Dysfunction Junction, right there past the Ugly Dog as you head toward the Bryson's Food Store in the Highlands Plaza. How about that on the budget list?
That is something that I have on my list. We'll be looking at that and discussing the possibility of partnering possibly with the state to address that. I do know the state has been out recently doing a meter counting and camera and everything at that intersection, trying to kind of analyze the traffic patterns and so forth. But that's something that I'd like to see us address also. Thing about it, Steve, is we have some of these problems that we put on a priority list, and then all of a sudden a $500,000 here, $750,000 there, $1 million here, and then you're talking some real money. But some of these projects do need to be addressed as soon as possible.
And that was one other question. What is the budget of our town? We're approximate.
This is very approximate. Our general fund, which is driven by fees, ad valorem tax, sales tax, and so forth, it's around $5 million, but don't quote me on exactly, you know, sure, the numbers. And then we have about another $12 million that we have to fund from what we call enterprise funds. For example, our electric utility system, our water and sewer and sanitation, those are fee-driven. That makes our budget really look like it's a budget buster, like $17 million. But we have to account for those monies, and we have to put them in the budget every year. And, of course, every month we're tracking the line items in each department to make sure that we're on schedule to spend the money and balance them out evenly at the end of the year. Our budget's around $17 million, just depending from year to year how much we spend. It could go up this year or it could go down. I believe in the last audit, we were down in spending a little bit last year. But it's usually about that figure.
I think that'll please that couple that stopped me along Main Street the other day. All right, thank you. And the mayor came in on a Wednesday. You're heading out of town, and we have recorded this on January 22nd for playback today, this Sunday, January 26th. You have a wonderful trip to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and you'll be back through the weekend or in time for your run on the weekend, or what?
I'll be back for a series of meetings next week, Southwestern Commission meeting. Hopefully I can make that if my flights are not delayed. And then, yes, I'll be out running the roads of Highlands.
Trying to stay busy, sir.
Okay.